You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
West Jordan police say they got a call from a man who had said he accidentally shot his best friend while playing a joke.
That man is behind bars this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Officer Ramon Ramirez says they responded to an assault with a weapon at about 4 o'clock, a male telling 911 he had shot his friend.
Upon arrival, they just took the male to IMC for life-saving measures. Officers took another male, the other male involved, into custody fairly quick.
That friend, 27-year-old Dylan Douglas Miller Matome, shot in the chest, died at the hospital. 29-year-old Anthony Sanchez was booked into jail for an investigation of negligent homicide and other charges. Sanchez told investigators they were joking around over something on TV and that Sanchez had pulled the gun out as a prank, didn't mean to pull the trigger. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
An AI gun detection system is coming to Park City schools. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnson is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, Park City is the latest Utah school district to sign up for this system, which is called the Zero Eyes AI Gun Detection Software, according to the Park Record. Utah State Board of Education School Safety Specialist Rhett Larson explains how it works.
This software, it is not facial recognition. This software is designed to identify weapons that are not concealed, brandished firearms.
The Park Record reports Zero Eyes has former law enforcement and military personnel monitoring alerts from these systems 24/7. The system update will cost Park City $500,000 over 5 years. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Most people want to handle fraud on their bank account as fast as possible, but KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says acting before thinking could actually help scammers.
If you get a text from your bank alerting you of fraud, you may need to examine it more carefully before you react. Does the text include a link? Did someone call you to follow up and ask for your personal information? If so, you may in fact be setting yourself up for the fraud.
America First Vice President of Fraud Prevention, Rob Wolhoff, says text scams are popular. He says links included in texts are red flags.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Investigators at the site of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore said they did recover the cargo ship's data recorder, and they'll be looking closely at the ship itself to try and figure out why it lost power. ABC's Perry Russin reports and has the latest now from the scene.
Investigators say the recorder captured multiple alarms going off at 1:24 in the morning. 2 minutes later, one of the pilots requests help from nearby tugboats. At 1:27, one pilot makes radio contact with authorities regarding a blackout and orders the ship's anchor to be dropped in an attempt to slow down. The dolly slammed into the bridge at 1:29.
The investigation of the crash could take as long as 2 years.
The Baltimore Bridge collapse has once again put a spotlight on bridges around the country. Here in Utah, UDOT spokesman Mitch Shaw says they have a list of bridges needing repairs, but none of them are at the point where they are unsafe to use.
If there's a bridge that has any sort of hint of anything wrong with it, then it's an immediate, we go into immediate action.
The cost to repair all the Utah bridges on the list would be around $168 million.
For the second straight year, the Jazz will not be playing in the postseason basketball. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, and to make matters even worse, the team that put any sliver of hope for the Jazz to bed was San Antonio, the worst team in the Western Conference.
Hendricks gets a three off of the horn and missed it. Spurs 118, Jazz 111.
That call heard right here on the KSL Sports Zone. The Jazz have completely fallen apart since the trade deadline in February. And I just want to put this in perspective. The Jazz have only won 3 of their last 18 games. That's even worse than my Detroit Pistons, who might just be the worst team ever assembled. The Jazz have 9 games left this season before it's time to get back to the drawing board trying to turn this thing around next year. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Heather Kelly.
We have a problem-free drive right now. Traffic filling in, though, southbound I-15 through Davis County and on the 201 freeway coming out of Magna. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Public libraries have struggled to rent out e-books due to restrictive licensing agreements with publishers, but there's a new national push to change that. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael.
Tim, as it currently stands, libraries rent ebook collections, and this means publishers may even decide not to share their collection in the first place. I spoke to Harvard Library's Director of Info Policy, Kyle K. Courtney, and he said this type of licensing is untenable.
The idea of renting your collections, it's almost as if we're handing our mission over to the publisher's will.
Courtney is the founder of a nonprofit group called eBooks Study Group. They're helping states, including Utah, learn how to use state consumer protection laws to stop publishers from using these tactics. You can learn more about it on the study group's website. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Animal shelters around Utah say they're full to the brim. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
It's not unusual that shelters are full of kittens right now, but Julie Olvestad with the Humane Society of Utah says what is surprising is that the shelters are also full of puppies.
So many people weren't able to get spay-neuter resources for their dog or cat when they needed it, and so we have a lot of oops litters.
Olvestad says kittens are born in the spring, summer, and fall, but puppies are born all year. She says large breed puppies are having a hard time finding homes because as they grow, families can't afford to feed them and their homes might be too small to accommodate them. Still, she encourages people to avoid using puppies, kittens, and bunnies to fill Easter baskets, saying it's better to bring the families to visit the animals at the shelter. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Guinevere Schuster with the Humane Society of Utah says a big reason why animals end up in shelters is because their owners abandon them.
So in 2023, we saw an increase of abandoned pets here at the Humane Society of Utah by 78%.
She says there are various options to help people find new homes for their pets. Today, Dave and Dujanovic show is on the road. They'll be broadcasting what we're calling Tales of Hope from 9 until noon, live at the Salt Lake County Animal Services, talking about the unique and unprecedented challenges that are facing animal rescue organizations this year.